Good afternoon. We want to welcome you to the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. Brother Freedom has just told me that the message today is for the whole world especially. Father, we just thank you and we praise you that you've given us another day to be alive. Without you, we can't even draw a breath or have a heartbeat. I give you praise. I give you honor. I give you glory. I give you adoration and thanksgiving. And Father, we pray for your mighty anointing on Brother Freedom and your touch upon the ears and hearts of the listeners, in Jesus' name, amen.
Welcome, everybody. I just pray that God will bless this day. This is Father's Day, and we want this to be contributed to fathers, but it's also for mothers, too. Father, in Jesus' name, just move upon your people. Oh, Lord, bless your people. Bless them. Their light would shine this day. That we be vessels of praise. Bless your holy name. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Fathers need to be role models all over the world. And that's where it's at. I can say for myself, never really see what I see today. The Full Gospel Businessmen, they was a worldwide organization. And I believe they was exactly right by God's Spirit. You know, you can be churchy, and I believe you don't have what God wants you to have. I believe that God wants each one of these calls us all to be a witness where we live. And our ministry starts now. It don't start 10 years now. It started actually yesterday, hopefully. And a role model is one that wants to let his light so shine. For the Lord Jesus Christ, he's not concerned about his own self, but he wishes to please his Lord, his Savior. That one that set him free, that one that delivered him from the powers of darkness and gave him a new heavenly vision of what's going to take place. Oh, come, I see. And he's not ashamed to speak out about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is an unction that God give the church of this hour that we might have the freedom of the heavenlies. What's wrong with the natural churches? They're bound by tradition. They're bound by things of the enemy, and many accepted it as from the Lord, but it's not from the Lord. God wants the church to be set free, governed through the Word, by the Word, but of the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit is sort of a policeman that God has used to control the working of His Word. The Bible says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done. It's great, but we must abide in the Word. But we can study the Word till we're blue in the face. And if we're doing it in self, we're doing it in knowledge. I'd say and do it, but it's not. It don't start out as knowledge, because knowledge puffeth up. And we've got haughty. I ask forgiveness for myself. That every time, Lord, help me not to be have any self in myself when I minister. God's made it so that I have to do it after having a stroke. But I believe it's right, because I'm going to start out an ABC. Maybe that'll help you all over the world. But after I had my stroke, I went to a gym, and I went there, and I just got worse and worse. I got stronger and stronger in my muscles, but I couldn't handle myself. That's what we are in the Word. We know the Word of God, and we can't handle ourselves. We got to get that all moved together. Well, you know, I was like a lot of people are. I take Tai Chi, but I've heard, oh, you must stay away from things like that because that's anti-God. Well, if I'm not bigger, Lord, just show me, if I'm not bigger than that, I go there to let my light shine. I'm not going to, what I hear, if I don't hear anything, but if I did hear it, it wouldn't change me. God moved me in jail many years ago, and I didn't like jail, but I went there because God said go there, and I see souls touched. Because God was the one that sent me. And He sends you every day, every step of your life is ordered by the Lord. We got to believe that. We got to accept it, that I'm here right now because God foreordained it. And I've seen Him move mightily, and He knows every second. He's not off one quarter. No, He's there. He's perfect. We're the one that's got to get in step with God. See, what we've done on the way over here, the Lord was showing me very clearly that we have made church churchy. And so in churchy is what I'm saying. Churchy, you go there with a nice tie on, you go in there with the hairdos, you go there with the fingernails, you do there all the, because that makes you churchy. And the world says you're sort of sissy. And that's what appears a lot of times that we're just a little bit different. But we're not different, we're godly. There's a lot of different being different than godly. If God be for you, who can be against you? That's why Jesus is the center. It's someone's thoughts they've had how to build a church. It's not directed by the Spirit. It's directed by the philosophy of men. And men's philosophy is, that's if everybody tell the truth, it's exactly how it's all done. We make up a certain, it's all supposed to be done off of biblical rules. But rules and regulations, sometimes we all have troubles all coming into agreement. We were lost in the way of getting there because we feel there's some differences in our beliefs. I believe what we believe saves us. And that's why it's so important for us as God's children this day to walk in faith. Believing, He is rewarded to those that diligently seek Him. Call upon Him through faith. You're going to see great and mighty exploits because God moves that way. But it moves to the ability of God's glory to be upon you, that you walk, and not according to your own senses, but into a guide realm that comes from heaven that's actually foreign to us. When we become a new creation in Christ Jesus, I believe when we become He gives us a portion of faith right then to accept Jesus. And after that, there's a step of faith that we make every day, but we acknowledge Him in our hearts in such a way that He is to sort of take over in our life, and we're to start following Him. It's not complicated that way, because you're walking behind. Now, Tai Chi, I take Tai Chi, and it's a movement of movements. It's like reading the Bible. Every time you read the Bible, you get more out of it. Everybody, if you read it right, you get more out of it. And that's the way it is. The more you do Tai Chi, the more memory you get, the more you flow, and it moves upon the inner parts of your body. See, it parallels with what God does. He moves on the inner parts of our body. That inner comes, when we get this inner side right, it'll show out vividly on the outside. It'll come a glow, a beauty of holiness, because God wants to make us, He starts the center out. The heart is deceitfully wicked. There are many in the old Isaiah and many places, Ezekiel. If the heart is something that we all have trouble getting it cleaned up, getting it where God can use us. But in that process of time, we get a change. And we're reborn by the blood of Jesus Christ. By His blood we're saved. It's not our own. It's the gift of God, lest any man should boast. Yes, we could not pay. We could not think about our lives without Jesus, our wonderful Savior. But through the giving of His life on Calvary's cross, that He paid that debt that I could not pay. And with that debt made me whole and made me a client for eternity. Made me no longer in the possibility of a vagabond or one that's in great disbelief in things of lost in this world. But having that liberty of having the flow of God go through your whole being. What a difference it makes. And we need to realize in this last hour that we're living in, we're going to have the Spirit of God upon us. On the way here, God moves upon me because I know what engines are. And I remember a cat engine that they used to have, a 1693, and it was called a V343 too, the same engine. But in the one with the truck application, one was in the equipment application. And that engine, with it as a naturally aspirated, might get 200 horse, a little bit better. But that was pretty well pulling, because you go by the exhaust temperatures. But by putting a turbo on, just a turbo, you start building that thing up to around 335. And so then you put an aftercooler on it, get up to 450. But even later than that, you start putting intercoolers on, and it's hard telling how much you can, as long as you can. That's what God does. We start growing Him. He starts putting extra improvements on us. The glory upon us. What gives us, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. We will not faint. In the hour of temptation, the time of trouble, we stand strong in Him. Oh, come on, the glory be upon us, and the delivery be upon us. We know our God's going to heal. We know we're going to see people walk in faith. We're going to see them delivered, set free, on fire for God. The church does not know this. If they'll be truthful, it's all through the way of, it's of God, but not by God. It's all of God, but it's not by God. And that's where the catchy part is. We need to be by God. God's people are directed by His touch. I can tell you time after time that I learned that God's in all of our dealings. One morning I had a truck. And I got real sick. I had a church ministry on the street downtown. And in that ministry I got sick. But God had a purpose in all that. Department of Motor Vehicles sent me these letters that I had to pay those dues in that truck. Well, I wasn't using the truck, so it wasn't my first priority at the time. But there come a day after that I was going to have to deal with what I'd already sort of just laid aside. And so I said, Lord, how can I pay this thing off? And the Lord spoke to me as clear, and it wasn't in no church building. It wasn't even in a house. It was out in the corner of my shop. You know, I didn't have a dirty shop, but there's a little grease in sometimes on the floor, a little oil. But God was in that shop. See, we can't put God in corners. We can't say, well, I'm going to put you here and I'm going to meet you here. No, God says it's the other way around. You know, He wants to fit us where He can move us. I want to send you to jail. Oh, okay. I want to send you to Ishii. Okay. Okay. I want you to be part of Full Gospel Ministry. Okay. Okay. See, that's where you're supposed to be pliable to the move of God. Not so be so headstrong like a little while back. I'm not going to take Tai Chi because I've heard that all that's a Chinese religion. No. I found out later, it's old men and old women over there, the honor of the elderly over there. And they learned that people would go through these exercises, they'd have easier living. And that's what God's in the business to help us to have easier living. Having a better tomorrow. But we got to practice God to have that. In Tai Chi, you have to do the same thing. You, every time you do it, I don't know how, but I feel better. The Lord says, I'm just showing you some parallels. And it works. But I couldn't be so inhibited by it being from China that Lord, I'm not going to do that. We have to do the will of God. If we get anything other than the will of God, we're out of the will of God. And when I started saying, Lord, I'll go. And I couldn't hardly walk. I got to where I couldn't even last summer I couldn't even breathe. I went through some valleys. And I didn't think I'd make it a week. But God says, no, I'm just getting you going. Kamashita, okamashata, inkatata, okama, the glory be upon you. God moves in a mysterious ways, His wonders to perform. He moves in the hearts of men. But I remember years ago, the Lord told me to go to get started in Full Gospel Ministry. I did not know why. I'd been around them, but I always thought, well, that was someone that had a lot of money. It was some that did have a lot of money. But God called it for a special reason because He had a purpose in that. It was for a season of time. It's gone. But our lives are that way. It's only for a season. That's not saying that God wasn't in it. It's a season of a time. Jonah was the one that was supposed to go to Nineveh. We sort of get like Jonah. We're not going to go. We don't want to do it. And God has to force Jonah to it, but He shouldn't have to force us. And he don't want to force us, because if we have to do it nowadays from our hearts, that he gives us that liberty, that freedom to choose him or reject him. Yes, he could stop the heavens right now and we'd all sit down and we'd praise him. God, that's what God wants. He wants us to do it out of a free, willing, I love you, Lord. I praise you, God. I love you because you're so wonderful. That's what he wishes it be, that we're out of our obedience because we love him. We're not doing it because we have to, but we do it because we love him. We wish to follow him. And we need to be role models in this world, showing that, to proclaim that where we're at. We don't do it through the haughtiness that I'm super somebody. I've got a friend of mine, he and I was in Korea together, and he found out my webpage. And I talked to him last night. He says, blessings be so much because you never, ever said nothing about it. Most everybody has to spill the beans and tell it. I said, I didn't have nothing to tell about it. He said, but you lived it. Well, I said, that's what's at. He said, on Korea there, we all knew there was something different. But I didn't go around jumping on people's cases. We're to live it right where we are. That's what might is. There's some turns all the way through our steps. Something comes and wants to stumble us. Something wants to stop our direction, and it's the enemy. He comes to steal, to kill, to destroy. And God has started a work within each of us, and we have to follow that work until the day that we say that last breath. God does it purposely because we'll walk in his power, in his anointing, in his joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength, our power, our witness. But when we see lives touched by the magnificent power of God, how thrilling it is and how soul-warming that makes you, just warms your soul when people are healed, when people are touched, when people receive Jesus Christ, their personal Savior. The witness of God's Spirit that I've seen many, many, many. I'm not tooting my horn today, but I've seen many, many souls saved. I don't know why I'm even saying it today, but God says say it because I'm just saying it. Give it all the glory to God. God is glorious. And he wants us to be role models in this hour that we live in. And we need to take up that place of not being ashamed of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And when we want to agree with a natural church, then we're a little ashamed of it. I can't conform to that. Sir, I love you and I love the Lord, but I want to go God's way. Because it's like that engine. You put a 200 horse engine or 200 horse load on that first stage of that engine, it was working it so hard, the exhaust manifold was probably over 1,000 degrees. Put a turbo on it, that same engine, and you get about 300 with the same temperatures. You put an aftercooler on it, get 475. Put an intercooler on it, over 500. So that's where we are. All these steps we take, it's for us to grow in him. We put on more of God. The naturally aspirated run hot. A lot of small problems because they didn't run clean. And the more that you put all these advancements off, the cleaner that engine runs, and the cleaner that engine runs better. Now, I followed a train the other day, and that train was running about 60 miles an hour. I was going down south, and I thought, well, I'll just run alongside this train. Pretty soon that train says goodbye, and it was way out ahead of me, and I thought, well, I'll get up to, he won't get going much faster than 60 or 65. I was up. He was going on down the road. So I thought, well, if I check, when I first started up, I thought I can outdo him, and I started to speed up, and I said, no, I'm not going to do that. So I backed off, and I thought, well, I can come across the first, I had thought about going across this first crossing if I get a couple mile ahead where there's plenty of leeway, but I didn't realize how he was moving. And one thing that really touched me is there was no smoke out of those engines. I watched. There was heat coming out of them. Those engines were producing horsepower. Now, they was taking that train moved it very quickly. About as fast as that car was. I mean, it had lots of cars, about way over a mile of cars behind it. And when it went into this place, it had a crack to curve back to left and then back to right. So I went in behind it, and there when it went around one of the curves, before I got around the next curve, he was gone. It's about 25 or 30 miles to the next town. I could never see him. But one thing that caught my eye was there was no smoke. It was pure energy. It was what God wants. There's not no smoke in our voices. We're walking in the glory cloud. People don't even see what you have. What is power? There's no smoke. A lot of us is smoke what we're saying. We don't know what we're saying. We need that ability of God's Spirit to be upon us and having that heavenly power that flows through our being, that we might be a vessel of praise in this last hour, the Father's Day, that we might be a father in Israel, Japan, Korea, China, any part of the world, that you'd let your light so shine that the round about you, they'll see something in you that attracts the world, that they might know Jesus Christ, the Savior, because we're here to let our light shine, that we might be a vessel of praise, that God would receive souls for our life. But if we're out here not being led of the Spirit, we get caught up in our own selves. And these people that ask, that they say, well, there's nothing to the Holy Spirit. I've seen their life. There's nothing spectacular about their lives. I've lived around them. And they'll give you arguments, which is wrong. And they'll tell you things. It's not by the Spirit. But those that are led truly by the Spirit are the sons of God. They're not boosting ourselves up, but we need to boost up God. He is our source. He's our direction. If God be for us, who can be against us? Greater is He that's within us than he that's in the world. Let your light so shine before men that they might see your good works and glorify your Father which art in heaven. Come out from among them, be separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I shall receive you, and I'll be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, said the Lord Almighty. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of flesh, and perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Without holiness, it says, no man shall see God. Holiness is a place that we can live in. It's like that train. There's a lot of those that go through tunnels, and they have to have enough oxygen to carry that train through that tunnel. And that's the way we are. We can have, even when we have the super spirit of God upon us, we need that oxygen from heaven as we practice living right. Even after we receive the Holy Spirit, there comes still a, we can't never quit. We got to keep seeking God. Without that seeking, it's like that train. He gets in that tunnel and it smothers him out. They had some German trains years ago. They had some tunnels up north of here, and they'd quit in the tunnels. They'd have to go in there and pull them out. And that's what happens to us. We start well. In Galatians, it says, you start well. What makes you go back in the old beggarly elements that's no power? We need the unction of God's Spirit upon us. We might live a righteously and a godly life in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearance of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself to redeem himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. God wants us to have these, the fine print. The Bible cannot be made real in our life until we have a moving of the Spirit to follow up. And that's how these scriptures work, because the follow-up is through the ministry of the Word. But it's the follow-up that saves you. Like Tai Chi, you go like that, and pretty soon you're walking. And I'm not pushing Tai Chi. I want all you to know I'm not pushing Tai Chi, but I'm just saying it parallels, and it did not kill me to take Tai Chi. And you out there, you can live righteously before God to be such a power that you can go to that jail, it ain't going to hurt you. You may not like what people are doing in that jail, but God wants you in there nevertheless. In that hospital room, you don't like to go to that hospital room. But God says go, you go. Maybe it's some church you don't like to go. Well, if God says go, you go anyway. You're there not to make trouble, but you're going to be a witness of God, the anointing upon you. We're to have the anointing that breaks the yokes of bondage. that sets the captive free. We have the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ. Glory to be upon us. And we're not shunned. We'll shun the very presence of evilness and put on the glory of God, that we might have the attire and clothed with His wholeness. The horns of heaven that guide us, direct us. You know, like the star that led the wise men? We have that star of Jesus, the glory of God upon us. And that's what's going to be in this last hour. God is going to literally take us through this world in that last day as we're here. We're going to see the brilliance of God's glory. We got to hang on now, or we're going to lose it. We got to hang on every day. Every day is one step closer to when He's coming back to take us home, because we're going to see trying times come this time. It's going to want to take away our heart. We're almost break what we sense is going to take place. That's why we need to be impacted by God's glory, filled with His glory upon us. We can take what we see. It's not going to offend us. It's not going to cause us to wander or even speak harshly to someone else that's not going our way. We'll be led at such a power that the glory of God will be unveiled and revealed to us as we make Him that entrance into heaven. I believe it, and I believe it's coming to pass. God bless you all. I pray that God will bless you, and you are to let your light shine. You are a testimony where you live. And fathers out there, if we would live for the Lord, God would make a great changes. Fathers, I'm ashamed of some of the things that I've done. But we need to grow in God where we're not no longer ashamed. We're walking clothed with His power, clothed with His anointing. God bless you all. God bless you in a mighty way. We pray that for this, the hurts, that you have a pain today or whatever the affliction is, God bring healing. Bless you in a mighty way. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen and amen. God bless all. God bless you.
Father, we thank you for inspiring Brother Freedom again. In Jesus' name, amen.